Thank you. can't see that anymore. All she sees are the flaws.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
About to bury your wreath. What's so fine about art?
Too well. Your eyes are sunk from all that junk you're on your 9 bullets in my roommate's gun.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Sky cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it, I get some game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between, and the cool mornings turn the days a swim or sink. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it. Cracks each day. Too close now to change it. Whose goal is lighter anyway? When in doubt, move on. No need to sort it out. You're with me now. We'll be again. All their points in between. I want to find the right side of you. Living right. What goes wrong? You're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way. You're causing it to drown. Doesn't make a difference now. You're causing it to drown. Silence knows can't drown. What goes wrong? You're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way. You're causing it to drown. It doesn't make a difference now. You're causing it to drown. Silence knows can't drown.
broken and built to crash. Had old Bill to crash. Loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. Carcass in that county jail. The next morning, about at 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kind of coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, to the district court. Into the courtroom, my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started, that dirty judge commenced to look about. Mercy on me.
The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be. Sue it!
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Welcome to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Richard Gordon and she's...
Riona Duncan.
And we're here with two fine professors of our acquaintance to talk about some translation issues.
We have Christopher Jones, who's Professor Emeritus of French and Francophone Studies at Carnegie Mellon. Hello.
Hello. Good to be here.
So glad to have you here. And we also have Marcy Persine, who's Assistant Professor and Director of Undergraduate Studies in Classics down at Pitt.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much.
I just got to start by saying I knew that Christopher had been all over the place and learning all sorts of different languages, but I was amazed when I just learned that he got to Portugal to play pro basketball and he had one word in Portuguese.
That's correct. And it was an eye-opener going to Portugal after having been a very poor student of German, and I still have no German. But being dropped into a bath of a foreign language and at a time when there were very few English speakers in Portugal. So it was sink or swim, so to speak, and I swam.
As hard as it is for us to understand each other when we speak the same language, what the heck happens once you start adding different languages?
Increased difficulty, I think, but also increased opportunity for communication to happen, right? So there's some places where languages can meet the needs that another language doesn't realize it has. So, for example, you might think of how in Japanese there's a particular word for someone who is an upperclassman who might be a mentor figure for you, a senpai. We don't have an equivalent like that in English, which can make things kind of difficult, like when you're trying to refer to someone who is a third-year graduate student and you're a mere first-year graduate student and utterly lost in the sauce. It can be nice to be able to refer to someone who has advanced experience than you, but English doesn't have any such word.
Wait, you're a classics professor and you're telling us about words in modern Japanese?
Well, that's not, I don't know very much Japanese. Maybe someday, though.
It is true that many languages have these levels. In Japanese, it's honorifics, but in Chinese and in Latin languages, there's familiar and formal ways of address, which for Americans can be somewhat problematic. But we do eventually adapt if we're planning to integrate ourselves into the culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it can lead to interesting problems and opportunities even in classics. So I remember going to a lecture some years ago by Professor Jinyu Liu, who was in the middle of translating some of Ovid's love letters into Japanese. And in Latin, it is very rare to use personal pronouns because it's an inflected language. So the verbs contain the concept of who is doing an action. So you don't need to use to very often.
Peter, and you're listening to the New and Newer Music Show. I play new music for you every Sunday night from 9 to 10. And actually, I will be off for the summer. So this will be the last time you hear me for a few months. You just heard Too Evil for a Human Name.